understand what the problem is here.
With Carmichael Dave, Katie Christensen, and Nate Goodyear.
New morning, team.
Put the top down. Rev your engine.
Say, what goes on this morning?
Welcome to the drive.
I don't know if I want to say, wow, I really respect that about you, or if I want to say, gosh, that is so stupid.
Come on, man. Wake the f*** up. The drive.
He needs to shut his mouth.
Here we go with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
That keg is almost tapped.
Yeah.
And they're going to get every last drop out of it.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light, with great beer comes great responsibility. Now the drive continues with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
The drive poll question we put out at 6:30 this morning. You can vote for about another half an hour at Carmichael Dave, at The Drive 1140, at Sports 1140, all on the Twitter machine. By the way, please do check out the at Katie underscore C, and she spells it weird. Remember, K-A-Y-T-E.
I don't spell it weird. My parents do.
K-A-Y-T-E underscore C. And at the Nate Goodyear.
The Nate Goodyear.
I got it right. First time ever.
See me as Bed Bath and Beyonce.
Do you honestly think the NBA draft lottery is rigged was the poll question. 410 votes in, a half hour, like I said, left to vote. 53%. We've grown a percent since the last update. 53% believe the draft.
So our conversation has not done anything to sway our listeners.
All we're not good lawyers. Jay, you're on the drive with Katie Christensen.
Hey, what's up, Nate?
Hey, Jay, good with it.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Mrs. Christensen?
Hello.
That's Miss Christensen.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a
by
miss.
By the way, miss.
Mrs. is my mom.
Yeah, Mrs. ain't happening.
Sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay. Hey, those balls are totally weighted.
That's what she said.
Fixed. I did like when Katie said, I don't think you'd get all those balls in one room.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to get these balls in this room.
Katie. I know you're not accustomed to Katie, but you can find smaller balls.
Smaller balls. They would have to be like mini balls.
Yes,
Dave, do you know where
be.
We can get some mini balls?
No.
I don't like where this is going.
Probably at a gym.
So you do think it's rigged, Jay?
I think it's rigged. There's too much money involved. No way. I don't trust any of
who the rigs it and why?
Commissioners. I don't believe in American Idol, any of those shows.
which, by the way, I watched The Voice last night, and I think that's rigged. But I'm curious, Jay, who rigs it and why?
Oh, well, there's this conspiracy group out of India.
Jay, let's be honest, it's the Illuminati.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati that's doing it.
It's the Illuminati.
I love when Katie puts on her sideline reporter glasses for stuff like this. Like, Dave and I are just sitting back giggling like idiots, like, Jay. And she's like,
balls.
Who rigs it and why?
Who rigs it and why? Katie Christensen, KHTK.
It's a good thing we got that going on. We need the balance.
Because I'm not just a dumb jock.
That's right. we've got some sound clips coming up, by the way, in the next few days. We're putting together early Katie Christensen. Put her name
the Katie
on the
montage.
Put her name on the water tower.
If there is a water tower, some early interviews and
there? I'm trying to remember
the old Modoc, California.
I think that would hurt if you put my name on the water tower.
Hey, look behind you guys. This doesn't work for radio. Kyrie Irving with that. Maybe it's just everybody with a beard like that. I'm seeing Drake everywhere now. Okay, now it's gone. But
Look like Drake?
You do not. Okay. Well, maybe a little. If you put the sunglasses on.
It's the flesh-colored turtleneck sweater.
The first overall pick in the draft in 2000 was the last time a college senior was selected. That person was selected by the New Jersey Nets in 2000. Does that help at all?
I know the answer.
Kenyon Martin, everybody.
Yeah.
In 1978, Larry Bird was selected by the Boston Celtics, but he decided he wanted to finish his final year in school. The NBA instituted the Bird Collegiate Rule, which said teams could only draft players who were ready to sign. I was in 78. Also, just figured out.
Thank God for that. Don't you think they're allowed to control their own fate?
Well, no, because
that's like an arranged marriage.
I mean,
that's like an arranged marriage.
Like, they're kind of not by virtue of the draft.
They have to go to the draft. But that prevents people from drafting, like, 12-year-old Jim Schmittelholder.
Well, you see, this is a major labor issue, guys, because not only do they not get to dictate the terms of their own employment, but it artificially depresses wages to put them in a situation like that. I knew that would do it.
The first NBA player ever to be drafted straight out of high school was Chocolate Thunder, the late, great Daryl Dawkins. Exactly 20 years later, this man became the next player to be drafted directly out of high school. That would be 1995. He is still playing, and he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He has a championship, but he did not win it with the team that drafted him.
Kobe?
Kobe is incorrect. He has one championship. Oh, now I'm going to have some fun. 1995, drafted straight out of high school. Dawkins was the first. This guy was 20 years later, played, I think, over a decade with the team that drafted him, then went and formed a super group, won a championship. He's still playing back with the original team that drafted him, and he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. And Katie, you and I spent some time with this guy in China. I'm not giving
Kevin
in.
Kevin Garnett.
That's absolutely correct. Kevin Garnett.
I wasn't giving in. We did not spend time with him.
I meant like he was there and we were there. Okay. I was giving hints.
Well, from what I've heard, he actively spent time with nobody.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Exactly.
He was the biggest D-bag on the trip.
He was a D-bag. And so, but from now on, at least we have some perspective on when Dave says, like, hey, my friend so-and-so or whatever. It's like, okay, is he your friend or were you just in the same building with him at the same time?
Yes, because those other hints weren't good enough. You kidding me? We spent a lot of, remember we played Parcheesi? Yes. We were on the Great Wall together. Jeez. In 1968, the draft lasted 21 rounds. 214 players
Holy
were drafted.
Cow.
How about that on TNT?
NFL's trying it.
1984. Four future Hall of Famers, Hakeem, Jordan, Barkley, and Stockton, three All-Stars, Alvin Robertson, Otis Thorpe, and Kevin Willis. The team that has gotten the most number one overall picks, the Cleveland Cavaliers with six.
Ew.
And then this one I would never, ever get. I won't even try. Have you guys try. The only country other than the United States to give more than one overall number one pick in the draft.
Oh.
You know it?
Canada.
No.
Darn.
No, it is not Canada.
Not China. No.
Wait, more than one number one overall?
More than one number one overall.
Because Canada had two.
Did they? Who?
Wiggins and Bennett are both Canadian.
Yes, they are.
I knew this thing was old because, yeah. Okay, then there's two.
There's two.
I was right.
Yeah, no, you
Who's
were.
The other one?
Oh, I know this one,
it's
too.
Not, do you really?
I know this one, too.
Okay, give it to us.
It's Nigeria.
It is absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely Nigeria. Nigeria.
Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Olowokandi.
Oh,
right.
Did you throw a spit cup in the garbage?
Sure did.
Yes. See you later, Dave.
I gotta go.
See you later, Dave.
He's done. Dave, I got the whole thing of napkins right here.
Dave. I have some Clorox wipes for you.
Stop throwing them.
Because I'm the girl that is prepared
for
this.
Nate throws me a paper. I reached in to go get a crumpled up piece of paper I just threw away for reference.
And there was
I reached it straight.
A spitty cup.
Listen, I'll own how disgusting that is, but bro, don't dig in the trash.
No, seriously. You're right.
I'll wear that. I apologize. That's
you punish
gross.
Your dog for that. Why should we not punish you?
I'm seriously, like, not too far away from throwing up right now. My eyes are watering.
The look on his face, I know he's about to vomit. This is great radio right here.
I don't know what to say.
Babe, you got to sanitize those palms.
I limited myself to the trash areas.
It's not like he left it on the table next to you.
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not. You shouldn't. It's my own stupidity. I just threw something away, and I wanted to grab it, so I reached in directly into a wet spit cup.
Okay.
This
is where we transition to something less uncomfortable.
Nolan Ryan commented on the Bautista Odor fight the other day.
In my mind, I really thought Joe Torre would give him 10 days, and I felt he was deserving of that. That's kind of gotten to be an ugly situation. I didn't like the bat flip last year. I didn't like the haven't liked a lot of things that Toronto Blue Jays have done in the past with their attitude, and it's just not the type of baseball that I like to watch. And then for it to get to the point that it did, hopefully they can move on from that.
It's Nolan Ryan, who is the owner of one of the best baseball fights ever, when now manager Robin Ventura charged, had the gall to charge Nolan Ryan.
Bad idea, Gene.
Immediately headlocked his ass and nailed him about 6-7 times. Lenny Dykstra is now on Twitter, by the way. You should follow him. I believe it's at Lenny Dykstra, D-Y-K-S-T-R-A. He's a phenomenal follow, much like Jose Canseco. Not saying we're fans of these guys, just saying they're very, very fun and a little bit nutbaggy. Here's Lenny Dykstra on Greenies.
Oh, man, they're huge. The bottom line is you're playing every night. Once you take them, you get the eye of the tiger, man, and they work. There's so much money involved. If they have them, they're going to take them. But drugs are out of the game now. You're right about that. They shouldn't be in the game.
From the 916, Nate, get a bottle, no cups in common areas.
Is that coming from management?
Is that coming from management?
Probably. Listen, there is no cup in the trash can. That was a direct spit into the trash can. The cup is right here.
Oh, wow.
It's okay.
Got right to it.
Hey. From the 209, damn Dave, that's like taking a drink from a beer with a cigarette in it. No, you know what? He's absolutely right.
Wow.
Yeah, that is, I've done that a couple
have
times.
Have you
in
really?
A couple times in my life I have. And that's, see, my dad was a smoker growing up.
That one does it for me.
It is just horrific.
Oh, the look on your face. You might vomit now, too.
I might.
You know what?
This
show is going to come down to who can not vomit, and I think I'm going to win this one.
I'm still kind of dry heaving here.
I know.
I don't know how more to. I feel really
bad. Honest to God, I'm the type of person that would lord it over you. It's 100% my fault. It's not your fault at all. You didn't do it.
You're the idiot that reached into the garbage can.
That's what
can.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm the one dumpster diving on the show. There's Lenny Dykstra on HGH.
I put that in my cereal, man. No, we're talking about the good stuff, you know? Decadurabolin, testosterone, and Anadrol. We're talking about the difference in making $30 million or getting a real job and working and making $60,000. What, are you going to let the guy next to you take him and you're not going to take him?
You know,
how can you argue with that kind of logic?
I love.
That's the uncomfortable thing that no one wants to talk about drugs. They friggin' work, man.
Yes,
they work really well.
There's a reason people are doing them.
Yep,
there's benefits.
I love brutally honest people like Lenny Dykstra. He's not always right. There's plenty of stuff to argue with him about. But guys like that just come out and say this.
I put that in my cereal, man. No, we're talking about the good stuff, you know. Decadurabolin, testosterone, and Anadrol. We're talking about the difference in making $30 million or getting a real job and working and making $60,000. What, do you let the guy next to you take him and you're not going to take him?
An International Olympic Committee, just for the heck of it here, you probably heard there was a big sting in Russia, and pretty much every Russian athlete damn near in the Sochi Games over in Russia tested positive for blah, 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 and are all going to get stripped or whatever. Well, now the IOC
except for the medical minute
going back and testing from 2008 in Beijing because they can now test with today's standards. Russian athletes expected to be amongst the 31 individuals who will be banned from the Rio Olympics after their samples tested positive for prohibited substances. So I love what they're doing. They're going back. They couldn't test for this stuff before, but they hold on to the samples. And then when science catches up to the dopers, they test them again. Oh, and lo and behold, you tested positive. And I got to be honest, when I heard it was the Russians, I was like, no way.
Shocking.
No freaking way. And somebody else can be like, oh, Lance Armstrong there, you xenophobe. Well, yes, you're absolutely right. But Russia having a whole, they had like a whole freaking thing.
Yeah, there's a
state run.
Exactly. State sponsored. I mean, if you read anything about their process, it was almost comical. At the Sochi Games, at least I think it was those ones, they had guys like doing some comic book crap to swap out samples. Like they had cut a hole in the wall of the testing facility. They had one of their guys sneak in there after the samples had been collected. They had one of the Russian sports ministry dudes sneak into the lab, get the clean samples and swap them out through a hole that they had cut in the wall. This is straight out of like Escape from Alcatraz, the way that the state was running their doping operation. No one was able to catch it because they had plants within the IOC, within the anti-doping agency, all of them that were able to take these samples that were collected at the games.
That's
you
insane.
Guys.
That's insane.
And tinker with them the night of.
I love it. Bust them all.
I mean, you picture them wearing like ski masks and stuff like that. They're just sneaking in with beanies.
It's like a Mission Impossible thing.
Exactly.
It really kind of is.
I mean, and this is, we're not overstating this, listener.
No.
If you read about the Russian doping program, it is comical.
Google, just put in the Google. Put in the old Google.
It's all over.
Russian Olympics doping, and read the freaking 500-page story that's out there that details the whole thing. And by the way, not to get too
Some light reading on Horse Wednesday or whatever we're calling it.
Listen, there's some time, you know, there are certain times you print it out or put it on your phone. Maybe you're sitting down somewhere with a lot of time to kill in an enclosed room and you read the article.
It's you and the
in an enclosed room.
Yeah.
You know, you
where
and
you're
the,
shutting out your family and
you're
with your phone.
Family, you're with your phone.
Your hum of the exhaust fan.
Yeah. Then you get up and you fall right back down because your legs are numb. We've all been there. We've all done that. I'm all for that. In fact, I say screw it. Get all the dopers, go back to amateurs, and then make like a separate Olympics that's all like professionals and dopers. Just like let that happen. Just there's no drug testing. And you can be a pro.
I mean, have we gotten to the point with that where we need to accept that doping is going to happen, regardless of federal regulations, whatever it is? Things like this are going to be a given when there's that much money at stake.
Yeah.
And there's that much, you know, competition on the line. And when you've got, in this case, Putin coming out before the Olympics and saying, yeah, we're going to win all the medals. Promise you we're going to win all the medals.
Yeah, sorry starving 90% of our country, but we're going to basically create a city to make an Olympics.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have all our guys dope so that we can look good publicly, and I can have paintings of myself with my shirt off riding a centaur. And then, you know, we'll just go back to normal where everyone's lining up for that daily bread.
When you look back at that, and you think about, you're talking about the amount of money that they put into building that complex and everything. When you look at that and you think about the big story coming out of there was all about all the stray dogs and all these athletes that are taking the stray dogs home, right? How come no one's adopting a child that's starving?
That's a great
Let's point talk
right
about
there.
That. Why
Go
are
to
we
the
talking?
Olympics and bring home a kid.
I'm
You're the biggest dog. You like dogs
biggest,
more than kids.
I am. That is so not true. I am an animal lover. Period. Right. But why is that the story that we heard about that? And exactly what you just said. Hello, most of your country is in poverty and starving. But guess what? You are willing at all costs to spend a crap ton of money to make you look better as a country. We all know what you are. Like, seriously, you're not pulling the wool over anyone's eyes by winning medals, by building a complex.
No.
Who cares about all that?
No. No.
Go ahead.
No, they're stupid.
We all agree then that, I mean, short of a perfect world, the fact that there's humans involved, there's always going to be doping in sports.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's always going to be some chemist that's ahead of the game.
Yep.
There's always going to be someone that's willing to have an edge.
Because there's
right?
always going to be incentive.
Okay, so how do we approach that as a society in terms of if you're the anti-doping association, the IOC, whatever it is, do you ever get to a point where you accept that as a given and start to mold your policies around that?
What can we do?
Not just, hey, free for all, go for it, you guys do whatever, but start developing your policies that have that assumption. You know what? People are going to do this. We need to work on that rather than just stick your head in the sand and say, no more doping, guys, it's illegal.
The only thing that is going to stop doping is lifetime bans. They're doing it because of the incentive. And like our boy Lenny Dykstra said, hey, why am I not going to do it when the guy next to me is going to do it and he's going to get that money? Guess what? Take it completely out of the play. Stop with the suspensions for 80 games or this and that because of whatever. Lifetime ban.
Okay.
I'm not saying it needs to happen.
Yes.
If you're D. Gordon.
Okay, then say lifetime ban and you owe us your money back. I mean, it's extreme, the point is, it's never going to happen.
Here's the problem with that, though, and now I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat for a second, because I've thought about that before. You test positive for steroids in baseball, once you're gone. You test positive for a banned substance like that, you're gone. I admit, tinfoil hat. Nate, you and I are on the San Francisco Giants. Congratulations. We're both 22 years old. We both play shortstop. You batted 330 last year, and I'm trying to break in. What is to stop me from spiking you?
Right.
And I spike your drink. I spike your food. Once
and it
you
can be
about,
anything
and,
now with the stuff on the list.
And
I
you,
know.
Exactly. And you are banned for life.
Be like, hey, dude, I have a headache. Can I get an Advil?
Exactly. Right. It would just, and Katie, I totally get what you're saying, but it would, as long as there's incentive there, it will just switch cheatings.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but that's what the point of what I'm saying is. It sounds so extreme. It's never going to happen, except the fact that it is a part of your reality and that you're going to have to deal with this forever. Doping is not going away.
I love the fact that if you're a doper, you are a pariah. You're not going to be in the Hall of Fame
if
in baseball.
If you're a baseball player, of course. Because in football,
but who cares about the Hall of Fame when you have the money? Is that not incentive? Like, oh, you're going to take me out of the Hall. How many of these guys that are actually doping are Hall of Fame candidates anyway? So many people are doping. I mean, yes, there's some of them, but you can't say that everyone doping is a Hall of Fame candidate and that's going to deter them because, oh my gosh, I'm not going to have my name on this list. Forget that. They don't care about that. They're taking their $30 million, their $150 million, and they're saying, guess what? I'm set for life.
We can't come to a time where we're okay with doping, can we? I mean, that's not realistic, is it? I can't wrap my head around that.
Turn around as to why... Why wouldn't we be able to? I mean, is it because of federal regulations? Is it because, I mean, do you have like some sort of morality that you're trying to play?
No,
like,
I think it's mostly a medical thing.
Okay, but that's...
But most of these things have shown when the correct medical dosage, they're not as dangerous. Like,
right.
You know, everyone knows that even like with the most basic steroids back in the day, they're only bad if you abuse them.
Sure, it's not, but
and
it's,
so maybe that's incentive to be okay with doping because it's like, okay, you have to medically
legalize it and regulate it.
Exactly. It's kind of like prostitutes. Go get your HIV test.
Yeah, I mean,
go to the doctor. Make sure that you're safe about it.
No, and I'm all for
that. If you're gonna do it, be safe about it.
I'm all for legalizing prostitutes. Hell, unionize the prostitutes. We're giving everyone whiplash right now. I don't know, man. I can't get around. It's not just that people focus on the medical issues with steroids, as far as like putting a needle in and what do the steroids do to your body. But on top of that, what about the medical issue of some guy running 90 instead of 85 miles an hour, or some guy throwing a ball 100 instead of 95. These physical specimens.
Look
only
at football.
That's what I'm saying.
I am convinced that football has got a problem every bit as bad as baseball's, if not worse, but nobody cares. Look at the size of those guys and how much the speed of the game has changed. I mean, it's just, you're absolutely right. I think that's a great point. The medical issue of how dangerous does it make the game to have these souped up freaks out there that, I mean, listen, if I put on 50 pounds of muscle and went out and tried to run around and play football, I'd blow out my knee. You know why? Because I ain't built to be that big, dude.
No, you're not, Nate.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
So my friend couldn't handle that.
So then why is it that we live in a world where you cannot pay your taxes in 2013 and in 2018 you get your wages jacked or you get bankruptcy or whatever the hell it is, you get a lien on your house? Then why can't we live in a world where if you're playing a professional sport, for example, and it comes out 5 years later, they do the same thing and they test for something in 5 years that they couldn't test for now, then why can't the teams have the right to get that money back, or at least a large percentage of that, and just bankrupt you on top of you being a pariah? I mean, maybe that's something.
That's what a players' union's for.
Say that again?
That's what the union's for.
Well, the union, exactly. Yeah, and the union's stupid. No,
and maybe, would you say
you're
that...
You're wrong about the baseball union. You could call them a lot of things, but they are not stupid.
I was just going to say,
no, you're right.
Do you think that the MLB Players Association, their union is... by far head and shoulder above every other professional sports
union. It's not even close. Yeah. It's not even close. And the football and basketball union are like neck and neck every other year for which union is stupider. We'll take a break. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We got a lot to weigh on in, by the way. I throw out there. Do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? How do you feel? How do you solve the doping issues in sports? Is sticking your hand into a spit cup the grossest thing ever?
Or drinking something that has a cigarette butt in it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things.
Spalding.
Much like in Bull Durham, when he came to the mound and needed some fried chicken and some candy. We're dealing with a lot of crap today.
Yes, we are.
And we'll answer this when we get back. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, Sacramento Republic FC. second round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup tonight. 7:30 p.m. Bonnie Field. You can get your tickets right now at SacRepublicFC.com. Going to be a great night for some soccer ball. And if you're not out there, make sure you listen to the broadcast. Myself and Jason Lockhart on the call. Pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30 right here on your home of the Republic. Hey, Sports 1140 KHTK. As we said before we went to the break, we're dealing with a lot of stuff today. Just to wrap this up, text line's been on fire today at 44-1140. A couple of points. Unfortunately, the problem with doping begins likely at the high school level. We as a society have placed way too much value and emphasis on athletic prowess, and it skews the reality for many young men. And I would say women.
Amen to that.
The money is.
You know what? I don't know. Honestly, I've played at every level. I have never in my life encountered a woman personally that has taken part in any of that or has any incentive to. I mean, I don't think. But, you know, who was it? It was Marion Jones that track and field. Mm-hmm. She did it. She, you know, came out years later and said that she had done it for the Olympics.
Are you familiar with male basketball players that use any sort of performance enhancers or like at any level you've been at?
I'm not at all.
Okay. Because I mean, I know there's not a lot of need.
That's not
for
saying it
seemingly.
doesn't happen.
But, you know, the talk with basketball is always like HGH would maybe fit a little bit because of the recovery thing. But other than that.
But when you look at basketball and you look at, you know,
it's not
size,
really a steroid sport.
Height and quickness is maybe more important than anything else in the sport, right? It's not about girth and strength and all that. And sometimes that can be a disadvantage as a player, because you do need the explosiveness. You do need, you know, look at Kevin Durant, who his biggest knock when he came into the league is that he couldn't bench press 180 pounds or something like that. Look at him now. His body hasn't changed at all. And guess what? He's been doing pretty damn fine for himself.
Well, the texter goes on to say, which I think is an interesting point as far as skewing the reality for young people, also says the money and fame substantiates the use of illegal substances. And ultimately the teams don't care. Well, I don't disagree with the point, but what's the alternative? It's
right. What's the solution to that? Because all of those things are likely true. I don't disagree with any of them, but what's the solution?
Exactly. And whether we're talking, and again, not to get too crazy philosophical, but whether you're talking about sports, whether you're talking about trading stocks, anything where there is money involved, people will cheat.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the big problem is with capitalism, right?
Yeah.
It's a different conversation. Yeah.
Exactly. So what the hell are you going to do about that? Finally, anti-doping regulations aren't about protecting the health of the cheaters. It's about protecting the clean athletes. As soon as you allow doping, you're basically saying everyone has to dope if they want to compete.
It basically does put you in a situation where if you want to do well and continue in a sport that obviously you have a God-given gift in, that your ability is automatically canceled out by the fact that other people are using other substances to gain an advantage.
Well, if it's going to happen anyway, let's put people on an even playing field. I mean, I don't disagree with the very last part of that thought, which is that, hey, then you're opening it up to everyone doping and then blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But I don't see how having these regulations isn't about the players' interests at all for these leagues. What it is it's about protecting their image, and they're hedging their bets that they're going to be able to sell more tickets if they can sell clean athletes. That's because if they actually had the players' interests in mind for anything, the players wouldn't need a union.
and that's just not going to happen.
That's just living in a perfect world. It's not the case.
Switching gears real quick before the break, got to get to this. Sam Bradford got loose last night, talked a little bit. I'm playing this for an absolute reason. I promise you there's a fantastic payoff. Here's Sam Bradford talking about missing his teammates.
It's one of those things that, you know, after time and after thought, I realized that this is still the best place for me to be. You know, there's a lot of guys in that locker room that, you know, I really care about, and I know they care about me. You know, I think some of the conversations that I had with some of those guys the 2 weeks that I was away, you know, it just made me realize, you know, how much I miss being around them, how much I miss being on the field with those guys.
Okay, so Sam Bradford.
Reflection.
He wanted a trade, and then he rescinded it, and now he, you know, here's one more Sam Bradford quote.
You know, I'm not completely naive. I mean, I think you realize that, you know, if the organization made a move to get up to two, at some point, it's probably not going to be my team. But, you know, until it's not, you know, I'm going to continue to lead these guys the way I did last year, and I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability.
Okay. Michael Bennett is a very good and very interesting player in the National Football League. He was asked about Sam Bradford.
As a good American, I'm going to go ahead and use, what's that, the Fifth Amendment?
That means you don't have to.
All right, so he's saying he's pleading the Fifth. He doesn't want to talk about Sam Bradford. But then, lo and behold, he talks about Sam Bradford.
So I listened to Sam Bradford again, and I just almost threw up. I was like, I can't believe Sam Bradford is complaining about making $40 million in the next 2 years, and because he actually has to compete for a position. I'm like, this guy right here definitely sets a bad tone of what a player should be. And I mean, if I was a teammate, it'd be hard for me to play with a guy that doesn't want to compete at the high level that feels like this position should be solidified without even, you know, putting up the stats or the wins to back that up.
You got to earn your paycheck. I mean, Heaven forbid that happen.
Bennett called him out and said, dude, you're making $40 million over 2 years. Shut your face.
Yeah.
Ooh, you have to compete for your job. Ooh, news.
I'll double down on that. Sam, you are the reason that there is a rookie wage scale right now. You've made your money. Shut up. Right? I mean, isn't that even more, like, just to kind of go a little bit more on what Michael Bennett said?
Yeah.
Dude, they made a rule because you made too much money, Sam. Sorry, you have to compete, buddy.
And what I love about Michael Bennett is this. This is what's going on with Michael Bennett right now. He said in the same conversation. He doesn't like his contract, but he's not going to hold out a training camp or anything else, saying, quote, why wouldn't I be at training camp? Of course I'll be there. I'll see you there for sure. Any American who wants to get paid more at their job, that's me. I don't think that there's anybody that goes to work and says, hey, I'm happy with how much I'm getting paid, and I love it. Please don't give me any more money. So that's how I feel. Of course I want to be in Seattle as long as possible. I love the city. I love everything about it.
That's so good.
It's so great.
Hey, happy with your contract? Hell no, but I'm going to show up to work.
Yeah. Yeah, don't pay me any more money, please. Tim?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I have a disgusting chew spit story.
Oh, please do, because I'm glad, because I was glad we weren't past that. Please go ahead. If you just joined us, I threw something away in the garbage can about a half an hour ago, reached in to grab it, and put my fist and hand right in the middle of Nate's chew, which is not Nate's fault, but I almost threw up all over the board. Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, this will trump that.
Okay, great.
So I have my brother liked to drink Pepsis, and he chewed. Mm-mm. And he liked to chew Beech Nut, and he liked to chew Copenhagen. Anyhow, so I had a friend who liked to go into my brother's room and chug his Pepsis. So to teach him a lesson, he filled up a Pepsi can full of chew spit and left it there.
Mm-mm.
And so he went in and chugged it, and then immediately went to the bathroom and threw up.
No.
Tim, thank you for sharing that.
Guess what? That dude never chugged those Pepsis ever again.
Ever.
Okay, this is what I love about this. This conversation that it's been ongoing, the last hour. Yeah, like, here's the thing. Every time a story comes up, the look on both of your faces, I am assuming that you're, like, very close to vomiting.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Just want to point it out that you guys are a bunch of women.
Dude, the other day, listen.
Like, none of this phases me.
You tell,
whatever.
All right. Well, you tell me if you've been through this. I'm here the other day. And I get a text from the boss. He says, hey, come in and see me before you take off. I'm thinking, all right, take a couple minutes. I got to dip in. I don't have a spit cup with me. I go sit in his office, end up being in there for a half hour.
Ooh.
You know how many times I gutted it in that half hour?
Wow.
Yeah. More than I ever should have.
Wait, what do you mean by gutted it?
What do you think mean by gutting it? I didn't have anywhere to spit,
pal. You swallowed the tobacco spit?
You just
got to
take it. You take it.
Take it like a man, boss. Good to be a man.
Is this Kevin boss?
Uh-huh. I didn't want to just, like, lean over and keep grabbing his thing. I just, I don't know.
Why didn't you? But you know that he has coffee cups in his office, right?
He does now.
but let's pretend you didn't know that. Why wouldn't you just say, hey, Kev, excuse me, I got chew in my mouth. I'm gonna go grab a cup real quick.
Because then I wouldn't be able to tell you guys how tough I am for gutting it for a half hour.
We'll take a break when we get back. It was a great night for the Oakland A's, a great night for the San Francisco Giants. We'll finish up with some baseball. It's a Drive Sports 1140 KHDK. Drive 11th caller at 339-1140 gets two tickets to the West Coast Invitational Craft Brewing Experience. This Saturday, Miller Park, 1 to 5. It's an annual fundraiser for the Roble Education Foundation. Brew tasting, over 120 different beers, live music, and great food. Purchase tickets at the greatest website ever, westcoastinvitational.beer. Can I see that Bear. Notepad real quick, Katie? Real quick, just a notepad. Let me see the notepad.
No, you do not get to see my notepad.
Just let me. It's just, my notepad. Why can't I see it?
Fine.
Come on.
I know what you're going to do here.
Katie's having a get-together this Saturday. Katie Whoa. Will take anything and turn it into a freaking War and Peace novel. This is Katie's shopping list for this event she's having, which is just a couple of friends over.
Are you going to really read? Now, some of those things are just like household things. Like, I need Hold Clorox.
On. Hold on, just real quick.
Sure.
What are we eating?
Lots.
All right. I mean, are you prepared for that? Because I'm bringing the grill.
Yes.
I got it yesterday. I assembled it by hand because I am a grown-ass
man. Jay's bringing ribs.
Okay.
We're having a giant... I'm bringing a pork shoulder. And she was worried yesterday about she felt like we needed
I'm
to do hamburgers.
I'm also grilling chicken, but I'm like, I think I need to do hamburgers.
And I said, just do hot dogs.
But there's going to be like 30 people there.
There's going to be like 20 people there because 10 will flake, which always happens. She's got chicken, pork shoulder, Jay's ribs. And I said, well, then just do hot dogs. They're easy. She goes, can I tell you something? I'm against hot dogs. I just feel like they're leza.
I feel like it's lazy.
They're so leza.
That's exactly how I said it.
Cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, lemons, lime. Two couscous.
Yeah, like I'm going to do a couscous salad.
Parsley, potatoes, really pickle, relish, red onion, celery, apple cider, and red wine vinegar, oil, queso fresco, carrots, broccoli, water chestnuts, cream cheese, Clorox?
Clorox. I told you, some of these are household things.
Two cartons of milk, a dozen eggs. And
baked beans, chicken, barbecue sauce, hamburger patties, hamburger buns, tortillas, sour creams, cheese slices, cheese for Dave.
Cheese for you have a request for your favorite
cheese.
Oh, the
runny
that's
white
my, yeah,
cheese thing. Okay. Yeah. Paper plate squirt.
Squirt?
Oh, the soda. 7-Up Sprite. 2 frozen lemonades. Avocados, tortilla chips, dill water, Greek yogurt.
Dill water?
Dill water.
As in the
dill,
herb.
Dill, water.
Right.
Then water.
Right.
Then
what is this,
Greek
what is this,
yogurt.
What is this monostat? What is
it? Oh, yeah, monostat.
Yeah, what
it's
is
for,
that?
It's for your vaginal breakout.
Yeah, no, that's my own Seriously. Fault. That's my own fault. Jesus, Katie.
You need some Neat's foot oil in there,
by
too,
the way,
for
the By the way,
mitt.
the best Saturday Night Live skit ever is the ESPN classic where Vagisil is there.
Katie, moving on. Jesus.
Just saying, YouTube it.
There's a lot of people listening.
But it's a.
I understand.
I didn't say anything bad.
By the way, isn't there a Monistat 7 and a Monistat 11?
I don't know.
And
actually.
Don't the numbers represent the days that you're expected to clear things up? So
no.
why would anybody
why
budget four
this?
Less days?
Jay, make it stop.
Just
make
asking.
It, make
I'm
it
sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry. She started it. Last night was a great night.
You're looking at me when you ask those questions.
I'm just asking you because you're the feminist on the show. Chris Davis had a big night for the A's.
Hamels delivers a breaking ball hit to left. This is way back. Turning around. Rua will watch it fly. And the A's go back to back.
They go back to back.
I love Ken Korat.
He's fantastic. Very nice to us down at, we do spring training next year. He's always very nice. And he's very much into rock music.
And golf.
I did not know that. And golf. He's got the I think it's the back issue and stuff like
Good
that.
Good story.
Chris.
Good story.
You listen, okay?
Hey. Yeah,
you do
I'm
not,
sorry.
You did not besmirk Ken Korak on this radio
Thank
show.
You.
Besmirk.
Sorry to break away from your Vagisil conversation you were having.
Wednesday horse.
Chris Davis wasn't done, though. Here's something he decided to do in the bottom of the sixth.
Chris Davis, a drive left center. Desmond going back. Desmond at the track looking up. He will watch, and the A's have tied it up. Chris Davis hits it out to left center field. His second home run tonight.
Yeah, but then the Rangers up 4-3, bottom of the ninth. Bases juiced with A's. And that Chris Davis guy, he's still up, right? He's up again.
He keeps hitting.
He's not still up. I mean, there were other people that batted, but he's not going to hit 3 home runs.
Is
not
he?
In a walk-off. There's no way.
No way.
And again, the 2-2. And here it is. And swung it, hit the left field deep, way back. Rua turning around. He will watch a game-winning grand slam for Chris Davis in the bottom of the ninth inning. Do you believe that? A's 8, Texas 5.
Fine win for the A's.
Man, they're trying to be fun.
Good for
them.
They're
trying to be fun.
They're trying real. No, and I don't mean that in the condescending, like, oh, the A's are so cute. Like, no, I'm
just mean, like your little T-ball team. Like, oh, they're so cute.
I've done that before.
Oh,
like,
oh look at the A's. Let's they're take so that win adorable. And put it on the fridge.
I know.
Did you get a ribbon for that?
And everything. No, I mean they're 4 games under 500, but yes. they've got some pieces, man. And I mean, you could see,
and we're seeing some offense, which is one of the big questions for them.
Five out of first.
They've got you know, Danny Valencia had a big game the other day, had himself a multi-homer game. Chris Davis goes for it. Like, they've got a couple dudes that can carry a team for a couple weeks at a time. Hopefully that'll translate itself into some fun when it comes August and September.
From the text line, that last bit, guys, prime example why you don't go in women's purses and especially why you don't read their lists.
Yep. Thank you.
That is why I will not go in that. My wife said, hey, can you grab that out of my purse?
Sure
nope.
Can.
You grab
nope.
the purse.
Nope. Not happening. I will bring you your purse, but I'm not going in there and getting God knows what.
100%.
What in there? One of those Mary Poppins purses where you can stick your whole arm in up to the shoulder.
It's like the little holes in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. If you jump in, you'll just disappear.
You're gone. I have no idea. They talk about land use and landfills and all that. Just find a bunch of purses and put the whole dumps in the purses. They're never ending. Then put them in space.
But guess what? Whenever you need something from us, we've got it for you.
That's not true.
It's true. Thank you, Jay.
Not true. Been married 9 years, can attest that that's not always true.
Well, there are certain things that you cannot get out of the purse, Dave.
Katie Christensen, but that'd be great. Nate Goodyear for Jay. I'm not even going to say for Jay Johnson because he doesn't want to put his name on today's show. I'm Carmichael Dave. Jim Rome is next. Don't forget, you got some daytime A's baseball. And join us tonight at 7 o'clock because we're going to do the Sacramento Republic game right here on KHDK. So for all the guys and girls, thanks so much. We'll see you at 6 a.m. It's Sports 1140 KHDK.